All right, we're moving to agenda paper nine, which is us responding for a change to the IASB's agenda consultation.
Thanks, Wayne. The ISB is required to consult on its work plan and priorities every 3 years, and the agenda consultation provides an opportunity for interested parties to say how they think the ISB should prioritize and balance its work. Now, obviously, you have regular communication with the IASB, but even so, at the September meeting, you asked us to draft a comment letter to the IASB in response to the request for views, just so that you could give the ISB your views of the relative priorities of the issues that you've seen. Do you have any comments or suggestions on the wording of the letter in Appendix A? And there is only one Appendix A. You may recall it was the letter was drafted based on informal comments which you gave us, the staff, after the last meeting of what you thought the relative priorities were and why.
I guess the question that occurred to me when I reread this last night, April, was the topics that are in the box, the further topics, don't all seem to be of the same magnitude. Business combinations under common control is a big one. A comprehensive reconsideration of taxes is a big one. I guess I'd raise this with the group. Do we want to further refine these, or just say, hey, these aren't as big as the others or as important as the others, but we think you ought to pay attention to them anyway? Reinhardt?
I think overall I was supportive of the letter, but like you said, Wayne, I think those further topics, there's some in my mind, at least personally, I think are more important, like business combinations under common control. The employee benefits one, that's one we've tried very hard to deal with and couldn't get anywhere. And similarly, income taxes, those seem to be more important than perhaps, at least personally, than discount rates and disclosure.
Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I was perhaps of the IFRIC members one of the less enthusiastic about sending a letter, but at least if we do so, we'll save the cost of the postage stamp. The top three issues happen to coincide with the ones I've put forward, so quite happy with that. Yeah, the ones in the box, I just wondered if we're going to respond as an interpretations committee, then I thought the basis of our response should be the issues that we think are causing the largest challenges in terms of consistent application. Respond within the remit as an interpretations committee, not just our kind of favourite picks as the good men and women of the committee. So, business combinations under common control, I don't recall any discussions for quite a while on that. It's hardly a secret. There's a research project taking place. Disclosure initiative is a crucially important project to the future development of IFRS, but not quite sure what the interpretations committee's axis is to be highlighting that particular project. Discount rates, also had a question mark on. Employee benefits, you know, as Reinhardt said, we'd sort of tried on that one and decided it was too broad, so I think we do have a legitimate grounds to point that out as a committee, and well, IS-12 I would agree with, but what do these projects represent? Are those ones where we think there's a consistent application argument, or just stuff that people on the committee think is important?
Martin?
Yeah, I thought that we intended also to add issues where we had several topics and where we had challenges to fix these topics. And I agree that specifically employee benefits is one of these kinds of topics, income taxes as well, but I also guess that I remember IFRS 2, share-based payment, specifically also from a conceptually point of view, and therefore I guess this is something what might be missing.
Charlotte?
I just had a slight concern on the other ones outside the box, really, and it was more by the fact saying they were our priority for research topics. It was that almost an oxymoron by saying it's our priority but do them a lot in the long term? Or I thought some of those issues should be maybe a priority in the short term, so if the research project couldn't get there. I mean, for example, the questions on 32 are quite narrow questions that came to the committee. And was there any way of saying, well, even if you don't prioritise the research project, can you prioritise getting to an answer on the specific issues?
Donny?
My thoughts are probably the same as Andrew's, that if we're responding in the context of the committee, then I'm not sure that we should be talking about business combinations or disclosure particularly, because I don't think we've had any issues across the table. So I think our response ought to be in the context of the things that we have seen. And you know, if we'd said the three that are outside the boxes plus employee benefits and income taxes, I think that probably would cover the majority of the things that we have struggled with as a committee over the last couple of years.
I think that's right. More articulate than my presentation, but I think that's
so
right.
So I would be inclined not to talk about things that we have not seen as issues.
We had seen a lot of issues. They may not have been the last couple of years, but at one stage they were coming a lot, the common control transactions were always getting pushed aside. I can't remember whether it was a research project or whether it was the ISB, but there used to be a lot of questions about common control.
Yes, there were, but it was some time ago, and possibly as long ago as the last agenda consultation. I think in terms of what's come to the committee since the last agenda consultation, there's been very little in the way of common control.
But they wouldn't have done, because we told them we're not going to deal with it. To a degree, why bother? I'm just concerned that we put it forward last time, it didn't get dealt with, so we're ignoring it now.
I like the idea of couching our letter in terms of these are the issues that seem to be most prominent in our recent deliberations since the last agenda consultation, which would help with some of that. Young Soo?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, BCUCC is very, very common in Korea. We don't just report it. Actually, we are kind of developing our own standard because there's no standard in IFRS at all. So that is very urgent in Korea, as well as I think there are many countries that has a group company where this BCUCC is very common. So not just because we don't have any answering questions doesn't mean we shouldn't take it out from the agenda decision. That's what I would say.
John, and then I'll ask Bonnie to come in.
I think we should answer it in the context of the issues that have come to us, which I think predominantly in the last 3 years, I mean, I think they're identified here. I think there've been predominantly issues about related to IAS 32, IFRS 11, we spent a significant amount of time on IFRS 11 and IAS 28 issues, which are identified here, and IFRS 5. I think the other ones that come to mind to me are the high-quality corporate bond issue, the issue in IAS. I mean, there's a whole lot of issues in IAS 19, but that one we spent a significant amount of time on and were unable to resolve it, and we felt it needed a standard-setting response. I would focus the letter on those ones, which I think is sort of what we've already got in here, but maybe just link it to the specific issues that we spent a lot of time discussing in this committee.
Bonnie, anything to add?
Anything to add?
I like Tony's suggestion of the three that are identified here and then the three more significant ones in the boxes below.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's what we'll do.
Okay, so I'll redraft the letter along the lines suggested, but that can be outside of the IFRIC update.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.